Good morning, everyone. Welcome to our Sunday course today. I'm so glad to be here with you and so excited. We have a whole new thing going on starting today where we are going to be sharing together some of Jane's teachings directly from her videos over the years. And so we get a little bit of Center for Enlightenment and Jane Elizabeth Hart history, as well as being able to feel her energy right spot on our journey together. So it's an exciting day. I'm going to go ahead and share my screen so we can take our prescription for spiritual alignment together. And you can look at the words if you'd like to. And otherwise, you can just close your eyes and relax, sit back where you are. And we take these words together, opening our minds, our hearts, our souls to whatever it is that we came here to hear today. We are aligned with the presence of God within. We are protected by God's love, wisdom, knowledge, and grace. The God consciousness within helps us discover more about who we are. Thank you, God, for the gift of spiritual intuition. Thank you, God, for aligning our conscious, subconscious, and superconscious minds. And so it is. And I just noticed that when I typed this into the PowerPoint, instead of our usual, we are protected by God's love, wisdom, knowledge, and grace, it showed up as we are connected by God's love, wisdom, knowledge, and grace, which is also very true, yes? So we are connected. And our friend Janet shared that today is 9/11 and a very significant anniversary for our world. And we just hold all those people who are protected. I remember the day that happened, as I'm sure we all do. And there's a moment that we can hold all of humanity in love and light. Love, wisdom, knowledge, and grace that moves us forward, that wakes us up, no matter what. We acknowledge that presence and that power that is alive and well and moving in and through the minds and hearts of every soul. In us all, through us all, and around us all. And it is so. All right. So I mentioned this already a little bit. We are exploring the spiritual teachings through jewels from Jane Elizabeth. And these are videos that we'll be going through each week that started back in 2008. The video we're watching today was her very first YouTube video that was recorded back in Warren, Michigan, just 8 years after the Center for Enlightenment was founded in 2000, but it was in process well before the year 2000. The video today is called Introduction to Karma, Reincarnation, and Free Will. And I just love, love, love this video. For those of you who have been with us on our Sundays for the last year and a half, some of these concepts aren't going to be new to you, but hearing them from Jane herself is a whole different experience, and her videos carry an energy that will tap into something that you need no matter how many times you've heard the material. Jane would say after classes sometimes, or when she was preparing to do another in-person class years ago, she would say, I don't know why you guys want me to keep teaching. I just keep saying the same thing over and over again. And you know, the rest of us were like, oh no, we need to hear it over and over again. So please, whatever you say, we just keep saying it. We hear it differently every time, or we hear it the same every time and it helps us in a different way. So that's what we're doing here with Jane's videos. So every Sunday we are going to just have a little introduction like we're doing now to the lessons video. And then we'll share the video, which I will in a moment, our video for today. And we'll do a brief recap of the key points and then have a closing meditation today, just so that you are familiar with the format that's going to be going on for, you know, the foreseeable future. And so now I am going to, I believe I can switch my share. So let me do this. Oh, I'm not seeing it. Okay, hang on one second here. Please forgive the, okay, I'm gonna do something here. Forgive the technology snafus today. We are doing this for the first time, not in practice. And of course, it's not gonna turn out as well as it does during practice time. So hang on there, we're gonna get this video going. The video is a little bit quieter. Oh, there it is. So you may need to turn your volume up. I'll turn it up on my end as I share the screen. I'm sharing a video directly from YouTube, and you may need to turn your volume up because the technology in 2008 for recording videos was a lot different than it is today. So the sound is a little quiet, and we're going to just get that started now. I'm gonna do full screen, and here we go.
Hi, I'm calling all of you souls who are ready to move in consciousness to join me, because there's a moment in time and space now where there is a huge shift in the world consciousness to move into higher ground. And I invite you to be a part of moving into your next dimension of being. You are multidimensional. And it's very important for us all to get this understanding, because we are more than just this body. We are 1/10 conscious, but 9/10 of us is subconscious. What's going on in our subconscious mind? We have no idea. And you souls who have come into incarnation, probably you may be 10 years old and you may be 50, you may be 75. I speak to you. You are the next generation of advancement in consciousness. And I invite you to move with me in consciousness. I will be doing live U-tunes on the internet here. And I want to support you in your spiritual growth. So thank you for tuning in. And let us go forward with a new education. An education for those mature souls that are ready to move, that are excited to move, that know that they're here for a purpose. We have a purpose, and that purpose is to change our consciousness. We are responsible for our consciousness. We are responsible for the evolution of our soul. And we are so interested in our personality self that we forget that there's a soul that has been with us for eons and eons of time. And that soul of yours is ready to explore in your consciousness. But we have to invite our souls to become a part of our consciousness. Otherwise, we are only using 1/10 of ourselves. Aren't you tired of using 1/10 of yourself? You automatically know that there's more to you, and there's questions within you that are asking right now to find out more about what you're all about. And I'm here to help you with that education. And so let us begin. There's three laws of the universe that you need to understand right up front. And one of those, the law of rebirth. Yes, you've been here many lifetimes. You have probably been here more lifetimes than you can possibly imagine. That's called rebirth, the law of rebirth, or we could call it reincarnation. And that's what it's called, reincarnation, rebirth. Doesn't matter. Rebirth is rebirth. Then there's the law of karma. As you sow, so shall you reap. And I kind of think about this way. You know, when God created us eons and eons and eons ago, he decided to put a checklist on us, which is, as you sow, so shall you reap. You do good things, you'll get good things back. If you maybe stumble around a lifetime and kind of get into your ego and want power and money and all kinds of things, you will reap that which you've sowed. So, three is your free will. We all have free will to do whatever we need to do, and we can make choices. You came down with a life plan. You've come back down with the parents that you've had, with perhaps you're married and you have children, maybe you have a relationship, maybe you are starting a new relationship. But all of that is karmically put together. And if you start to understand that part of yourself has been programmed before you ever came into incarnation. Now, believe me, you have free choices, and I want you to know that. But you can make any choice you want, but you have a general program. Now, you've come down with many talents and many abilities, and you have to kind of look at these talents and abilities. And you already know some of your talents. You already know some of your abilities. They're already in your consciousness. But to bring all that forth into total awareness is your responsibility. And I'm going to help you with your responsibility. So keep in tune here. I'm going to be doing many classes, many opportunities for you to grow in your spiritual understanding and take responsibility for your soul and work in the best interest of your soul. Don't you wonder why the world is like it is? Why there's war? Why there's such chaos? It's because the consciousness of this planet needs to be lifted. And how it's going to be lifted is by you and me, who start to understand that there's more to this life than just having things and living in a material world. There's a whole fourth dimension of being that you probably haven't even tapped yet. And that is how I'm going to help you. I'm going to help you tap that part of yourself that will open up the door to higher understandings, greater learnings. And I'm going to show you how to do that. So keep tuned in, and we will go forth with a spirit of excitement and enthusiasm to move in consciousness. Tune in next week, and I have more to talk to you about.
All right. So wasn't that beautiful? I love that video. She's so beautiful.
Hey, Lynn.
Yes?
Sorry to interrupt, but I just wanted to let you know on our end, I don't believe the sound quality, we're able to get the full video. It started to pause out. Just want to let you know what the...
Okay. All right. See you again. Worked perfectly during practice, and here we are winging it today. So, well, lucky for you guys, we are going to post the link for the recording in the email that goes out for tomorrow. And right now, James just posted it for us. Thank you. So you can watch that, a 6-minute video, but we're going to go over it anyway, some of the key points for us to reflect on this week. But you know, it's only 6 minutes. You can watch it over and over again this week and reflect on whatever touches you about that video. And we'll figure out how to work this better for next week. But we are determined to share these in a way that works for everybody. So anyway, okay, so back to the PowerPoint. Hang on 1 second. Let's see if we can get this going. Okay, let's see. All right. Yay. Okay. There's one thing we got going for us. All right. So let's go on to our next one. So just some highlights from the video. She starts out saying that she is calling all souls who are ready to work in the best interest of their souls. If you are ready to find out what's going on in myself, who am I, and what is life really about? And it can't be about attracting material things, which is something she mentioned in the video that you'll see. And so she is, this was her invitation to those mature souls who are ready to take their understanding of themselves more deeply into, more deeply within, more deeply into taking responsibility for waking up and taking responsibility for our emotions and our emotional reactions and our opinions and our sensitivities and all of that, that we are ready and we're here because we're attracted to these teachings, because we are ready to know more about who we are. She says, we are multidimensional beings. You are a multidimensional being. We're going to talk a little bit more about what that means. And she talked about the three laws of the universe that are valuable for us to know as we begin our journey, although we've been on it for a while to be here. But it's important. These are important to know. And just keep in mind as we're looking at the things that come up for us during the week that maybe push our buttons. These are valuable laws to understand. The first one she mentions is the law of rebirth or the law of reincarnation. Same thing, that we have had many lifetimes, not just the one that we're in today. And all those other lifetimes have helped create our life plan for this lifetime, as we've been talking about as well. The law of karma, which is as you sow, so shall you reap. It's our checklist. We're going to be talking more about these as we go too. And the law of free will within that life plan that we've created. We have free will. Doesn't feel like it sometimes, but we do. And at one point in the video, Jane says, you have to invite your soul to become part of your consciousness. And we're going to talk about what that means also. So you are multidimensional. You are multidimensional. So we have, in these lifetimes that we have evolved through reincarnation, we have come through many different dimensions of consciousness. And I debated whether to put my little diagram up here or not. And it didn't get the go-ahead to take it out. So I'm leaving it in. My apologies if it's too complicated. You know, send me a message. We'll talk about it. We can talk about it Thursday at our Q&A session, whatever. But we have evolved, and Jane teaches us that we have evolved from very minute consciousness, a one-dimensional consciousness being of stones and minerals, and into the second dimension of the animal kingdom, that our consciousness has evolved, learning all those skills that animals learn, that instinct, that survival, that care for their young, and the group consciousness that some animals have. And the more evolved they are, the more of that group awareness they have. So we have evolved through all of those dimensions of being until our third dimensional consciousness, which is our human consciousness. And that's where we are right now. And she talks about, you know, we're not just our bodies, we are consciousness. And 1/10 of us is conscious. 1/10 of us is what we're aware of. And this is our iceberg from Spiritual Power Tools. And 9/10 of ourselves is subconscious. And it's just our storage from all those lifetimes that we've lived, all those dimensions we've moved through. All of those impressions are stored in our iceberg. And we are at the point in our soul evolution where we are learning about that iceberg. And we learn about that iceberg so that we can release what needs to be released. We can learn what needs to be learned. We can pull out those talents and abilities that are there to be expressed. And as we're doing this, as we're working with that iceberg, we're also releasing our investment in our humanness. We're releasing our investment in the third dimension and moving into the fourth dimension, into our spiritual self more consciously. That spiritual self is always there, but our job is to invite that higher self into our consciousness more, to become more who we are instead of our limited human self that just reacts based on what's stored in the iceberg. And beyond the fourth dimension, this is our step moving from the third dimension into the fourth dimension. But beyond that, there are many other dimensions that we can't even talk about because we have to figure this one out first. This is our step that's right in front of us to understand that whole self, that whole third dimension of our beingness, so that we can say, okay, thank you very much. And now it's time to move on to our fourth dimension, our spiritual self, and learn higher laws. Jane calls it higher education, the higher education of God consciousness, the higher education of our Christ consciousness, if you will. So there are all these dimensions to us. We are so much more than this personality self in this lifetime. And this is valuable for us to keep in mind as we go about our day, because it puts our little problems that come up during the day that can seem very big sometimes, it puts those little problems into a bigger perspective in that there's more going on here than just our little problem. And we can ask different questions to help us take a step back and say, okay, why is this challenge in my life? What can I do about it? And put it in the perspective of that bigger picture. In the video, Jane talks about the three laws of the universe that we mentioned before. So here we go again. Rebirth, reincarnation, been here before, many, many, many lifetimes before this lifetime. And that process of reincarnation is how we have learned from one lifetime to the next. Well, we didn't quite get it right the first time, then we'll come back and try it again differently. And in that process of reincarnation, we've developed skills and talents and abilities. We've strengthened our humanhood, which is an important part of our soul evolution. We can't go from the second dimensional consciousness, is from a dog consciousness or a gorilla current consciousness, into our spiritual consciousness, because there's that whole human level that must be developed and then released. So we have developed it, and you're here. You are attracted to these teachings because there's something inside of you saying, okay, but now what? Now what? I'm tired of trying to get this more right than I've already got it. What else is there? There's also the law of karma. As you sow, so shall you reap. In the video, Jane calls it a checklist, that when God created our souls, he put a checklist in place. So we're going to just use our generic language here, right? That God put in place a checklist so that we could learn, and we could learn that what we put out comes back to us. And it takes a while. It takes many lifetimes for us to figure that out, but eventually we do. And it's later in her teachings, Jane has called this the universal bookkeeping system, where we have debts that we owe and we have credits, karmic credits that belong to us that we can use wisely, just like with money. It's our spiritual bank account, so to speak. And so anyway, keeping this concept in mind as we look at our day-to-day situations that arise. And we have free will. And I was looking on the website for something more specific about free will. Jane weaves the concept of free will into many, many, many of her videos and teachings. And this was one of them, one of the few that actually addresses it a little bit more full on, having it be part of the title of the video and so forth. So free will is an important concept because our evolution from our third dimensional state of awareness to our fourth dimensional state of awareness is by choice. In those other dimensions, those earlier dimensions of first and second levels of consciousness, our souls were evolved automatically. We went through enough lives and we gathered enough experience that our souls just naturally flowed into the next dimension. So from the first dimension into the second animal kingdom dimension, and from the second into automatically into the third human level. And that's where the rules change a little bit. And our third dimensional human consciousness is a process at the end of which we consciously must choose to move into our fourth dimensional self, into our higher self. It's not going to be done for us automatically. We have to choose it. And the more consciously we choose it, and the more consciously we use our free will to make those choices to stay where we're at or move forward, then the more we move forward. So we do have our life plan, and she calls it the general program for this lifetime. And it is definitely that, a general program. But within our general program, within our life plan, we have choices within that program. We have the ability, if we have somebody that we need to forgive and that person comes into our lives, and you know, our life plan was to forgive this person, and we still have free will not to do it. But why would we do that? But we have free will to do it. And we have free will to choose. Yes, this is hard. If this is a hard person to forgive, or this is a hard situation to go through, or whatever it is that we're working with, but we can use our free will to give us the momentum and choose to forgive, let go, move forward. We have also talents and abilities within us that, as we do this work to uncover our true self, those talents and abilities emerge, and we can use them in ways that support our soul awakening. We can use them in ways that support our responsibility to those people who are in our lives. We do have responsibility to the souls who are around us, but not the way our personality self sees that responsibility. There's a soul responsibility that we won't know well, except as we're clearing out the subconscious triggers and button pushing that goes on with the people in our lives. So as we clear that out, we open up to more beautiful, pure ways to be a support in the world and a light in the world. And Jane talks about that in this video as well, that we have come to help lift humanity. And the way we help lift humanity is by doing our own work. And as we do our own work, our vibration lifts, our energy expands, our light is brighter, and it blesses everyone around us wherever we go. And we don't even have to think about it. We just be that higher consciousness, and it helps lift. And that is huge. That is a huge support for humanity. And it's time. It's time for more people to awaken and take responsibility for themselves, for not just their third dimensional self and needs in the third dimension that human beings have, but the fourth dimensional needs that we have to wake up and to forgive and to let go and be free. And by osmosis, lifting everyone else up with us. All right. We have to invite our souls to become part of our consciousness. This is one of the points that stood out for me as I was watching this video over and over again this week, because I think we forget that. I think this is our spiritual commitment that we've talked about over and over and over again, that Jane has talked about over and over and over again over the years. We have to commit to our souls and allowing our souls to become a greater part of our consciousness. What does this mean? Invite my soul. What do I mean to invite my soul? Isn't it always there? Well, again, in our third dimensional life existence, we are working with karma. And when we're not conscious of that, we just go around doing our karma. And maybe we pay off some karma, maybe we create some karma, but until we invite our soul, our higher self, to become more part of who we are and make that conscious effort to work in the best interest of our souls, we are just doing our karma in the third dimension, and we're not tapping into the higher energy, if you will, the higher love, wisdom, knowledge, and grace of that fourth dimensional presence and consciousness. And it's part of who we are, but we don't know it's part of who we are in the third dimension. So this is our work to make that a greater, greater, greater part of our understanding. It's our desire to grow and our commitment to work in the best interest of our souls. And we make a statement about that. Maybe that would be a good thing to do this week too. What is your statement of commitment to working in the best interest of your soul? What does that mean? What is your commitment to bringing more of your higher self into your consciousness, into your everyday living? Well, we do that by doing all these things, being aware that we've been here before. There's more to the story that's happening today than meets the eye. And asking questions. Why do I react the way I do? How do I love more? How can I love more in the world? How can I love not just the people I love to love, but the people that I don't love to love? How do I love more? How do I do that? How can I see them differently? How can I see myself differently? And how can I quench this thirst for knowing, loving, being my God self? You know, if you have this longing to have more of a connection to that infinite presence and power, that infinite love that you feel perhaps that you know is there, but you want more of it. It's almost like you want to eat it and let it become every part of every atom and cell in your body. Or, you know, Jane has talked about it in the past of like, oh, I want to marry God. It's just like, I love God so much. I want to marry God. Or I love God so much, I want to go home to God. You know, there's many different flavors of that longing that that you can maybe be aware of within yourself. And that's part of this invitation to your higher self becoming more part of your spiritual consciousness. And our Spiritual Power Tools book, and mine dropped on the floor while I was trying to find our YouTube video. So we have our Spiritual Power Tools book, and this is all the tools that help us become more of our higher self. Center for Enlightenment is all about helping answer these questions, and Jane, through her own journey, her beautiful journey that she shares so much about, has provided us with tools to support our journeys and help us be more aligned with the presence of God within, as our prescription for spiritual alignment talks about. And one of the things I love about this video that just makes my heart smile is when she calls the YouTube video a U-tune. And I was thinking about that, you know, besides it just making me smile because it's completely adorable, I was thinking that, you know, she doesn't say things by chance, right? So, and I was listening to the rest of the video and she was talking about tuning in, and, you know, and so I have this story. I'm going to tell you my story about this that I made up in my mind as I was listening to this, but I'm sticking to my story. And later in the video, she uses the word tune a couple more times, tuning into the videos, tuning into yourself and your own higher presence. And I was thinking, you know, I bet as she had received that direction to start creating YouTube videos and putting teachings out that more people could access, not just the people who were at that time attending her classes in person, but people who weren't able to attend, people far away, people who couldn't leave their homes, but who were hungry for that spiritual food, that her message was, you know, you need to start making these YouTube videos. Again, this is my story, so sticking to it, but I could be wrong. But that she wanted people to tune in. And so these were U-tunes. It makes perfect sense that, you know, we're tuning into these teachings and you tune into your higher self. You tune into somebody who's gone before us, like our beautiful master teacher, Jane Elizabeth Hart, who has gone before us, and we tune into her and her experience and her energy and her love and wisdom and knowledge and grace that teaches us how to free ourselves using tools that she was able to use and is here to share. You know, I love the motto for and the vision for Center for Enlightenment, which is that Center for Enlightenment is dedicated to the truth of your being. And our job is to be also dedicated to the truth of our being. And these are just tools for how to do that. And all these videos that we'll be going over, you know, technology or no technology, we will be tapping into the energy and the teachings. And it's really interesting because this is such a beautiful, sweet little video. And if you've tapped into any of the videos on the Center for Enlightenment website, you know that there are many videos where her energy and her vibe and her power that comes across in what she's saying in that moment will knock your socks off. They're like amazing. So enjoy the sweet, calm little video with so much love and invitation to them, because they get stronger and stronger as we go. So, all right. So for this week, let's take some reflections, and this will be, we'll have this invitation in the email that you get with the recording as well. Whatever that recording is going to look like, who knows? This is fun finding out all this stuff. So what is your own understanding of yourself as a multidimensional being? And please join us on Thursdays and reflect on these between now and then. At 7 o'clock on Thursdays, we gather in a little Zoom room and we just share about our thoughts and feelings and what touched us this week about these things that we're talking about, and how can we apply, oh gosh, I looked at this differently because I remembered, like, okay, so I've been with this soul before, and that's why this is coming up. And it's not just about, you know, the disagreement we were having about the salt shaker. You know, it's never about the salt shaker. It's never about the toothpaste lid. It's never about the thing we think it's about. There's more to that. So how have these concepts of karma and reincarnation begun to be part of your everyday perspective? And come and share with us, like, oh yeah, it was so helpful to remember that, oh my gosh, I've probably been with this person before who's really pushing my buttons, or I've probably been with this person before who I am just so attracted to, and I don't know why, I just want to be around them all the time. And you know, it's not that they're all that great, it's just, I just like them. I don't know, everybody else thinks they're kind of weird, but I just have this affinity for them. Well, that's because that person has been with us before and been with you before, and just being aware of that makes a big difference as to the information you have about that connection. And have you invited your soul? I'm sure you have, but let's do it again this week. Invite your soul to become part of your consciousness. Make that commitment of, okay, it's time for the next step of my soul being part of my consciousness. And how are you nurturing that every day? We've got a whole book of how we can nurture that every day. And our next two videos that we will figure out how to help you hear while we're playing them are on meditation. Meditation is one way that we nurture that commitment to our higher self, because we're quieting the mind, which is full of personality stuff and subconscious stuff. And our meditation time is about tapping into that higher self and nurturing that connection. Journaling nurtures that connection. Forgiveness, using the seven steps, nurtures that connection. So you're already, I'm sure, doing much of that. Listening to spiritual teachings, reading spiritual teachings nurtures that spiritual connection. So think about these things and bring them Thursday night to our Q&A support group at 7 p.m. Eastern in our Zoom room. We have lots of fun sharing, and it's fun in a fun way. There's laughter, and there's also just a lot of love and support and caring as we share together. So let's take the rest of our time to meditate. And I'm going to get back to my share screen here so that we can just be together. I invite you to sit back and relax and let everything go. You can sit with Jane's video this week for 6 minutes. 6 minutes and listen to her voice, listen to that love coming through her words and her invitation. Her invitation for us to know more, to take our next step. And it's not a huge leap into the fourth dimension, it's step by step. Release by release, forgiveness by forgiveness. Revelation and insight by revelation and insight. And since we have a little time for our meditation today, I'd like to share about the prescription for spiritual alignment. I remember Jane telling me about this. We were talking on the phone. This is 25 years ago. And she said, you know, have these affirmations and it's a prescription. And I want you to say them 3 times each. 3 times a day. 3 times each, 3 times a day. So I was saying that spiritual alignment prayer 9 times every day for a long time. And I use them in my meditation time to help lift me out of my mind, out of my personality self, into that higher space of my true self. I just let the words lift me. So I'm going to do that right now. I'm going to say our prescription for spiritual alignment. Each affirmation 3 times before I go on to the next. And I just invite you to let the words lift you into your that space of your higher self. Let these words be yours. I am aligned with the presence of God within. I am aligned with the presence of God within. I am aligned with the presence of God within. I am protected by God's love, wisdom, knowledge, and grace. I am protected by God's love, wisdom, knowledge, and grace. I am protected by God's love, wisdom, knowledge, and grace. The God consciousness within helps me discover more about who I am. The God consciousness within helps me discover more about who I am. The God consciousness within helps me discover more about who I am. Thank you, God, for the gift of spiritual intuition. Thank you, God, for the gift of spiritual intuition. Thank you, God, for the gift of spiritual intuition. Thank you, God, for aligning my conscious, subconscious, and superconscious mind. Thank you, God, for aligning my conscious, subconscious, and superconscious mind. Thank you, God, for aligning my conscious, subconscious, and superconscious mind. Now we just allow ourselves to be in that alignment, in that flow, that divine love flowing through us as our higher self. in this place of alignment. That infinite love, wisdom, knowledge, and grace, that higher self of us. Make a commitment right now to our souls. To work in the best interest of our awakening. We invite that higher self to be a little bit louder, helping us wake up, showing us what we need to see, showing us what forgiveness to do, what situation to release, what fear to overcome, what gift to share. We take this energy with us this week. With excitement and enthusiasm for what will be revealed this week that will support our upliftment. Will support our alignment. And for this, we are truly, truly grateful. And so it is. I invite you to take a deep breath and just feel that commitment and excitement in your heart as we go forward. Again, I invite you to our Thursday spiritual support group. It truly is a spiritual support group. We work on sharing our journey about how we're applying what we're learning. And that's such a beautiful support. There's accountability there, and there's love and support and understanding of people who are going through. Maybe the story is different, the experience is different, but the work is the same. The work is the same of love, forgive, surrender, and let go, as Jane has said. So be there with us if you find that something that would support you. And thank you. Thank you for your presence here today. Thank you for your patience as we work with this technology, trying to figure out how to put one video through another technology of Zoom and Facebook and all of that. So we'll get it. Don't worry. Have a wonderful week. Center for Enlightenment is supported by your gifts. Thank you for your support of the spiritual teaching that goes out and supports us continually and supports all of humanity and those people tapping into the teachings that we may never see, but they're there being supported just like we are. So thank you very much. Have a wonderful, wonderful week. And we will carry on with our jewels from Jane Elizabeth next week, one way or the other. Lots of love to you all. Bye-bye.